Good evening and welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for June 20, 2023. And with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order and move on to item two, Pledge of Allegiance. And I'd like to ask Vice President Ozahusky if he would kindly lead us in the pledge tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vice President Ozahusky. The announcements for tonight's meeting are as follows. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or a Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public, using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. To participate in public comment from your computer, tablet, or smartphone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, click the raise hand feature in Zoom. You will be notified when it is your turn to speak. Please unmute when requested. To participate in public comment via phone, when I announce the agenda item you wish to speak on, dial star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, dial star 6 to unmute. We do have members of the public present in the boardroom tonight, so I would like to remind those members of the public that we do have public comment cards in the lobby to facilitate the public comment process. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting except Director Cully. With that, we can move on to item three, public comments. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items that are listed in this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. We do have have a public comment card on item 6.2. Do we have any public comment on item 3?
We do not.
Madam Secretary.
We do not.
Very good. We can move on to item 4, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes, additions, or modifications to the agenda? Please note, items 6.2 and 8.1 were incorrectly numbered. Item 6.2 should have been listed as page 37 and item 8.1 as page 41. Are there any other changes to the agenda from the board tonight? Director Braunstein.
Again, not sure if this is the appropriate time or not, but I don't know when is. I would like to note, I know that you're not supposed to kick a gift horse in its mouth. However, last meeting was 757 pages. This time it's 46 pages. We're gone next meeting. I'm worried about what the next meeting is going to look like. No, but seriously, it feels like, and I'm sure that this is not, there's no malice in it, but it either feels like we're wasting the public's money or we're giving them packets that there's no way for them to understand and be a part of it. So I really would like to urge the planning agenda committee, whoever is responsible for that, to please be a little bit more careful about it, because this back and forth is a bit crazy.
Noted. Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda tonight? Seeing none, the agenda is hereby approved. We can move on to, do we have any public comment on the agenda?
We do not.
Very good. We go to item consent calendar. There are two items on the consent calendar tonight. There is one, a change to item 5.1, the June 6, 2023 board meeting minutes. Kevin Strauss's name was corrected under attendees. I would entertain a motion for approval of the consent calendar. Director Cooper. Moved by Director Cooper. We have a second.
Seconded by Marks.
Second by Director Marks. We have any public comment on the consent calendar, Madam Secretary?
We do not.
Then please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Vice President Ozuchowski.
Yes.
Vice President Kutsite.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
The consent calendar is approved, and that includes resolution number SCV-262.
Thank you, Board. We can move now to item six, action items for approval. And the first one up is item 6.1, approve a resolution appointing Kathy Kirk, parentheses, Martin, as a retired annuitant / extra help with 180-day wait period exception and approving employment agreement. Presenter tonight is Mr. Cole, unless Mr. Stone would like to have any comment before we move on.
I'll let Steve's words stand on this one.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
Yes, thank you, President Martin, members of the board, and wanted to run through this item tonight. This is comes out of the Public Outreach and Legislative Committee, and is really the result of kind of a unique opportunity and time that the agency has right now with, one, the recent retirement of Ms. Martin as our communications manager. And two, the board had authorized the addition of a legislative advocacy position for the agency to have a staff member performing that function. So it's really kind of the result of both of those items. Historically, our local advocacy program has been enhanced through a contract with Poole and Chafferty. Mr. Hunt Brawley has performed that duty for many, many years, kind of predating the formation of the new agency. He had worked with the Castaic Lake Water Agency for several years in that capacity. So kind of those two things where we have the recent retire of Ms. Martin and then also the upcoming. So the approval for the position is not this fiscal year, it's the next fiscal year. So, you know, it's a year away from now. What we discussed at the committee was the ability to have Ms. Martin perform the kind of local advocacy roles and for the next year. Then we'll go out for recruitment for that permanent position for advocacy. And then at that point in time, that would be our representative here in the community that is focused on those activities. So to consider that, we needed to walk through a process that is required as far as the public employee retirement system is concerned. When you want to retain somebody, you have to go through a very formal process, and that's called the retired annuitant process. And that's really what's been outlined for the board's consideration tonight. Is compliance with that process to retain Ms. Martin as a retired annuitant. So it's a separate contract. Ms. Martin won't be eligible for any kind of benefits that agency employees have. It's basically just like a fee for service going forward for Ms. Martin to perform the duties that have been scoped out. I think that's where I'll conclude. I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'll mention just one more thing on the existing contract with Poole and Chafferty. We are still discussing with them the ability to go to a time-based contract. Historically, it's been a retention-based contract that was engaged with. So it's basically having a retention of their firm to perform duties rather than actually basing it upon the time performed for the duties. So Ms. Martin will be tracking time and being approved for the duties that are done. And we are still working with Poole and Shafferty if they are interested in having a time-based contract as well to take on if there's a special project or something that comes up that they would be well suited for taking on that duty. Thank you, April. And there were a couple spelling corrections on the resolution. So on page 2 of the resolution, there is now therefore be it resolved. Should have said the Board of Directors of Santa Clara Water Agency instead of Santa Clara. So there's a spelling error there. And that happened in two places on the final resolution. So this is just be corrected, the spelling error. And with that, the committee's recommendation was that the Board of Directors approve the attached resolution appointing Kathy Curtin-Martin as an extra help retired annuitant and approve the proposed employment agreement. So with that, I'll close and be happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Cole, for your presentation. Before we open up to the board for questions, discussion, and possible motion, do we have any public comment? I have no public comment cards.
We do not.
Very good. It's open then for board discussion, questions, or motion. Director Armitage.
Thank you. Yeah, so thank you for clarifying it's not Santa Clara because we want her at our agency. and as was discussed in committee, I'm glad that we can continue to take advantage of Ms. Martin's skills and talent for just a little bit longer with the arrangement that was made. And I think she's the perfect person to form this new position that is going to be created and get the ball rolling kind of with that position. So I'm very supportive of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Armitage. Any other? Director Bronski.
I'd like to make a motion. That we accept the resolution.
I'll second.
All right, we do have a motion to second, but we got further discussion. Vice President Ozahowski.
Just a quick question, Mr. Cole. So has Poole and Shafferty ever exercised their legal expertise when they served in that particular role on behalf of the agency?
In my experience here, no, that hasn't been the function. It's been advocacy in the role in performing that activity. So not legal, but advocacy.
Okay, so they were never used as a legal counsel when they were hired by us as an advocate of SCV Water on the local scale.
That's correct. During my time here, I don't know if predating at Kestake Lake Water Agency, if they ever were performing legal services for them.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Yep.
Director Cooper.
Well, I like the idea of us getting it in-house. I'm sorry that Ms. Bronstein made a motion before the discussion was all done, which I usually get in the one that gets chastised for doing that. touche. and I like Kathy. I think Kathy does a very fine job. She's a very bright lady. You know, I've worked with Hunt Brawley for many years, back when it was Hacker, Kanowski, and Brawley, and then it was Brawley and Hacker, and then it was Brawley, and then Brawley went to Poole and Shafferty. And at every one of these different firms, Hunt was our lobbyist for Southern California, and he's registered as a lobbyist, which I would imagine that Kathy would have to do too, is register as a lobbyist. He's been able to do things and open doors for us that other people have not been able to do. It's a very important job when you need it. You need it all the time? Not really. It's not like a PR position where you're setting up demonstrations and events. This is somebody that has access. And Hunt Brawley has had that access. He was the chief of staff to Senator Ed Davis. He spent many years working in Sacramento and has access to a lot of people that have helped us. We would not have SB 634 had it not been for Hunt Brawley. On a Sunday, a day when it was all falling apart, Hunt Brawley was able to get the right people together and get the wherewithal behind it to get the legislation through, or to get the legislation going, and to get an agreement going. Even though we had an agreement, Senator Wilk didn't have an agreement. And so it was his legislation, and Hunt was able to pull that stuff together. And I've seen Hunt be able to do that at a number of different things over the years that he's been able to help us out on. Is Kathy at that level? Personally, I don't believe so. I don't know that she knows the ins and outs of the political arena. Now, she may know some of the people in town. And do we need somebody on staff to do that, like the city had Mike Murphy? I think that's great in heading in that direction. But don't give up Hunt Brawley too early on in the process. I think we need to keep him on and help us with issues that we may have, as well as to help Kathy understand what getting access to people is all about. I mean, it's not just calling up Catherine Barger and saying, gee, we have an issue that we'd like to talk to you about. It's knowing her staff, knowing which of her staff to talk to. It's there's a whole lot that goes into it. And I don't think Kathy's at that level yet. So I don't think doing just a time contract with Poole and Chaffery, because it'll fall by the wayside very quickly. And I think that if we need something, then we don't really have decent access to them because we're not first on the list then. So I like the idea of bringing Kathy on, but I think we got to be keeping Hunt on in the position that he's at, doing what he's doing and working with Kathy. I like the game plan that's been put together for the things for Kathy to do. I think that's very good. And I think Hunt could work through with some of that stuff with her as well, as getting her to know what the political arena is all about. It's not just something you can get thrown into quickly. It's something that you have to evolve into in understanding the political arena. Hunt has helped us in Sacramento on a number of issues and been there when we've had to testify at issues in front of the legislature. So I like bringing Kathy on. I think that's great. Do a contract with her, but I don't think we should modify the contract that we have with Poole and Chaffery at this time until we are confident that we have a fully capable political advocate that knows not just Santa Clarita, but knows Los Angeles, knows the San Fernando Valley, that knows Sacramento and who to deal with in some of these instances. So I think that dropping that too early would be detrimental to us. That's all.
Just to respond to Director Cooper's comments, Steve, this resolution is not coupled with any sort of action on Hunt Brawley's contract. Is that correct?
That's not what is before the board tonight. I think what right. was communicated at, just to be clear, what was communicated at the outreach committee is this kind of transitional approach where we would move Hunt Brawley's contract to a time-based contract. So that's not up for really discussion tonight, but that's what was communicated to the committee as part of this approach.
All right. Just want to make sure we approve this item. It has nothing yet to do with Hunt Brawley's contract.
That's correct.
All right. Very good. Vice President Guzek.
A question. You mentioned tracking of hours, and I see that it's required primarily for CalPERS. Is this a T&M contract, or is this a flat payment?
The hours with Ms. Martin will be tracked and paid just time.
Okay, so time and materials. If there's no work, there's no payment.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then secondarily, I do agree and appreciate the issues raised by Mr. Cooper. We didn't talk about the lobbyist issue at POL. We talked about government relations, but that is a consideration. I know we are not talking about it tonight, but however we need to handle that through agenda planning or something, I think that that's an important consideration, and also a consideration for the full-time position going forward. If we completely eliminate a local lobbyist as we transition to a full-time staff person, we need to make sure that that role is covered, because it was a valuable service to us and I think continues to be a valuable service. However, she certainly is capable of taking over the agency monitoring and the reports that POL has been getting from Mr. Brawley. I think that's certainly within her capabilities, but maybe there's other things that they're doing that, you know, is not considered by her new scope of work.
Director Bronstein.
I just wanted to apologize for jumping the gun on the... No, and I want to admit it, because I often find that it's a way that kind of stops, you know, discussion. So I feel horrible that I took part in that. And so I apologize. I thought nobody was saying anything.
Any other comments or discussion? Very good. I would like to echo Director Cooper's comments about Hunt Brawley. Long before I was ever on the Castaic Lake Water Agency Board, which goes back over 10 years now, I knew who Hunt Brawley was, and I knew his activities in the Santa Clara Valley for the benefit of the Valley residents and for agencies like ours and for developers. And as you might imagine, a chief of staff probably knows more about what goes on behind the scenes to get legislation passed than the actual representative. So even though Senator Wilk would probably challenge you on the comment that if it wasn't for Hunt Brawley, we wouldn't have SCV Water, but I think they both obviously played vital roles as you did, Director Cooper. So I'm happy to see us keep Kathy available to us. And for the public record, she's no relation to the board president, even though I've known her for probably 30 years. So with that, we have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Vice President Guzek.
Yes.
Vice President Ozahowski.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass, and that's, oh, no resolution number. The item does pass. Thank you.
We can now move on.
No, there is resolution number. I lied. Resolution number STP-363. Sorry about that. I knew there was. I just, yeah.
And, my apologies to the board secretary for not reading the full item and the clarifications on Santa Clara Valley versus Santa Clarita Valley. And thank you, Steve, for jumping in and taking care of that. So we can move on now to item 6.2, approve a designation of an SCV Water representative to serve on the Devil's Den Water District Board. Our presenter tonight is Mr. Tom Bunn. Mr. Bunn.
Thank you, President Martin, members of the board. Devil's Den Water District is what's called a landowner voting water district, which means that the landowners elect the board of directors of the district. In this case, SCV Water owns a large majority of the land and therefore is able to elect all five directors of the district. But to do that, the candidates have to be eligible for election, which means that they have to be landowners, individual landowners, or they have to be representatives of a landowner. And in our case, the way to have them be representatives of the agency is to designate them as the agency's representatives. So the five directors that are there now were all either appointed by the agency or elected as, but they're all representatives, designated representatives of the agency. And that designation has to be formally made by the board and communicated to the elections official. And the right now, because of recent retirements of the from the agency board, the board contains two current agency board members and three former agency board members. Historically, there's always been a majority of the eight agency board members, and that's not the case at the moment. So President Martin's proposal is to designate a new representative who's a member of the Water Agency Board. And then in order to make room for that person to revoke a designation that is already in place. And the plan would be, my understanding of the president's proposal is to designate Peter Orzovsky as the new director and to revoke the designation of R.J. Kelly. Now, Mr. Kelly's term ends at the end of the year and is open for election in November. So if nothing were done, presumably the agency would go ahead and vote for him along with the other candidates that are up for election at that time. But the proposal would be to make this substitution effective on the end of the term so that Director Kelly would fill out his full term and then be replaced for the new term with Director Orzovsky. So that's the proposal. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions.
Before we go to public comment questions, I want to clarify one thing, Madam Secretary. Does the term end the end of November or the end of the year?
The end of November.
Very good.
Yes, it's actually the first Friday in September, I think that, I'm sorry, December, that the new board member takes.
Okay. With that, before we open to discussion, do we have any public comment? We do have a public comment card from Cam Lotemeyer. If you would come to the podium, please, and make your public comment.
This is a very interesting place, and it isn't in this county. It's in another county, so it's controlled entirely different than what you're doing. And also, the water is useless, and it couldn't be. I remember many, many years ago going and visiting there, and at that time, the idea of owning it was that you could get... there was a stream running through there beautifully then, and you could count that water as something that doesn't even reach where you are. And none of this water reaches where we are here. It's in a different county, and they have different rules and regulations. So that's what you're up to. I just wanted to make sure you know that and know the history of it. But it was bought back way back when in good intentions, because you could, you know, build on that. But now it is really useless, and there isn't anything there that you can bring forth anywhere as I see it. And it seems to me the best thing would be to get rid of it. Or why you better start explaining to us ratepayers what you are benefiting from that particular parcel, other than maybe to go out there and visit it. But I think it needs to be explained to the ratepayers here just why you are keeping that and not just selling it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Noltemire, for your comment. Do we have any other public comment online?
We do not.
Very good. We can open it up for any discussion, questions, or a motion on the item. Director Armitage.
Thank you. So I understand why we would want the majority of the Devil's Den Water District to be current agency board members. But I do have a couple questions and then kind of just an overall comment, especially since not since I've been on the board, have we gone through this kind of pre-designation or like pre-appointment process. So I'm kind of learning as we go. But so I know there's the timing of Director Kelly's term coming to an end, but he was, well, I guess, did he and Director Ford leave at the same time? They left at the same time, right?
Are they all on the same schedule, April?
Their term, both of their terms are up this coming November.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess, why are we revoking the designation of Director Kelly and not Director DiPremio, who left much earlier, or Director Ford? And I just thinking back to the last appointment that was made, if the preference is to have the majority of the board being current directors, why wasn't the appointment given to someone that we know was not going to be leaving the board sometime soon? So that, just thinking back, I'm wondering why that decision was made. So those are my two questions. And then my general comment is, I just feel like the appointments continue to go to the same people. And I think it's unfortunate that there are many other board members who are smart and capable of taking on additional roles that aren't getting the opportunities. And so I feel it's not fair to the other board members who keep getting passed up, but it's also not fair to continue to pile responsibilities onto the same person or same couple of people. It's a lot. So that's just my general observation and comment on it. Thank you.
Very good. Are you looking for a response? Okay. Yeah. So this whole issue has been under discussion for some time at the board leadership level. And obviously we wanted to, as has been pointed out, we want a majority coming from the sitting SCV Water Board. We looked at the three directors currently sitting on Devil's Den that are not board members. And it wasn't an easy decision, but we felt that Director Ford and Director DiPremio provided the best value to the agency as continuing board members on Devil's Den, which meant RJ Kelly would be the one we would not certify or not designate to continue as a representative of SCV Water. I've talked to Director Kelly a number of times, and although he's disappointed and would like to continue on, he's supportive of what we're doing. And so as far as the nomination of Director Vice President Ozahusky, it's the same kind of logic applied. We looked at the position and felt that Vice President Ozahusky will be continuing on at least a year and a half. And I have all confidence they'll come back to us after the 24 election and is growing in his responsibility and his knowledge. And we thought he would be a very valuable member of Devil's Den. And that's basically summarizes our thinking. But your points are well taken, and we will take those under consideration. Director Bronstein.
Why is this coming before us now? Why isn't it coming in November when the term is up?
Perhaps our board secretary can weigh in on the timing of the things you have to do in order to get the paperwork and to the registrar and all of what you have to do.
So in order for us to move forward with somebody to want to be appointed, because nobody usually runs against our Devil's Den Water District Board members, they would have to be able to pull papers in July. So if we wait, then they wouldn't be able to do that. And then it would be an appointment process, which we don't want to do. And we don't want to have an election because it's very, very expensive. So that's pretty much why we have to do it now prior to the July paperwork being available to fill out.
Thank you. I agree with a lot of what Director Armitage said. I kind of feel like we should have a policy about it instead of making it on a personal, like one by one. I also don't understand why we appointed Director Ford if we knew that he was going to be leaving. And then we knew that that was going to create a situation where the majority wasn't going to be board directors. I think Director DePremio is a wonderful human. I've met him several times. He seems like a really nice person, but I'm still not sure why he's on the board when he left a while ago. There's just a whole bunch of confusion on this issue for me. It just doesn't seem up and up.
Okay. Vice President Gutzeit.
So weigh in briefly. I always valued working with Director DePremio and Director Ford and find that they have a tremendous historic. Mr. Ford worked for the agency before he was director. So I feel like they bring a tremendous historical background that can't be duplicated, needs to be learned. And I'm glad that they're there and still willing to be involved for essentially, I'm pretty sure, no pay. Is that right, April? No pay?
Currently, right now, each director gets $25 per meeting.
For $25, we have people that have decades of experience in water on that board. And I'm glad that we have that. But I also understand the points raised.
Vice President Ozahusky.
You know, Devil's Den presents a unique opportunity for maybe potential future revenue from, you know, obviously from the water that we can't use for potable drinking water, but could be used for, cooling water, or that property could be used for solar panels or even for concentrated solar thermal, energy generating facility. Who knows? We've at Water Resources and Watershed Committee, we have heard we had staff reach out to an agency to determine, the best use of that land on that property. And I believe the staff is continuing looking at opportunities. And I would certainly like to focus the staff's attention on that and see it through. So, definitely I am interested in being on that committee. But, directors, please know that whatever happens at Devil's Den, whatever we decide to do, it'll be this board of directors that will determine what will happen. And maybe, Mr. Bunn, can you expand on that? What are the responsibilities of directors at Devil's Den versus directors here at the board?
Well, they do have responsibilities to the persons who elected them, who in this case is the agency. They also, I think, have their own responsibilities to vote for what they feel is the best interest of Devil's Den, but that takes into account the fact that it's owned by the SCV Water Agency.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bunn. Back to you, President Martin.
Thank you, Vice President Ozahusky. Are there Director Cooper?
Thank you, President Martin. I like what you have proposed. I think that makes a good board. We still have three current board members that would be on the new board, plus Director Ford, who has great knowledge of Devil's Den and what we've done up there and the environmental issues, as well as the solar that we've been proposing for years up there. And as well as Director DePremio, former Director DePremio, has a great history with the Devil's Den. So I'm very comfortable with it, and I would make the motion to accept your recommendation.
Very good. We have a motion for the item. Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion. Comment.
Second by Director Marks. Yeah. Any other comments or discussion? Vice Director Brustein.
Yeah, right. Mr. President. Sorry, that's funny. So I just want to be clear. I'm going to be voting no, because I think that there's a policy issue here that we need to be discussing about. This is not in any way against what I think Vice President Orzechowski is capable of. It's just, I think that there needs to be a policy about this. And I think that we should make it more one shoe fits all. Like, it just makes me uncomfortable with the way this whole thing's going down.
Noted. Thank you, Director Brunstein. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Brunstein.
No.
Director Armitage.
No.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Vice President Orzechowski.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
This item does pass, and that's resolution number SCV-364.
Thank you, Board. And all of your comments and input will be noted and taken to heart. Move on to item 7. And even though we're getting to this item much earlier than last meeting, this is General Manager's Report on Activities, Projects, and Programs. You have an open field now, Mr. Stone. It's all yours.
Is there something good on TV tonight or what? Okay. First, I need to take care of a necessary item of business. As you know, when the agency incurs an emergency need to expend funds for repairs that exceed the general manager's authority under the purchasing policy, I have the ability to authorize that, but then report it at the next board meeting. So I want to do that now. We did make emergency repairs. Oh, wait a minute. This is May 9th. Is this the right? My reading, I pulled this up from email, so I may not have the right one. Or did we already take care of this, April?
That one, I think we did. There was one that was earlier this month.
Okay. If you happen to have it, I'll do the rest of the report and then read it at the end. Or I can find it in my email. Okay.
I'll go grab it.
No problem. Seamless. Sorry about that, April. I pulled up the wrong one. Totally my fault. Okay, so current activities, along with all of that paper that Director Brunstein mentioned, or virtual paper, is a lot of activity that's generating that paper right now with activities of the agency. And so in terms of kind of current pulse and activity of the agency, in addition to the kind of ongoing things with PFAS and projects of that nature, We are working through our upcoming bond financing, which generates, unfortunately, a lot of paper legally required. Sorry in advance, more than once. But once you read through that preliminary offering statement once, it's easy to kind of read it again, because you'll kind of know the lay of the land when it comes for final. And if you want to get a head start, you can read the draft POS that was in the Finance Committee packet. And then when the final comes out in the board packet, you'll have a jump start on that and know which sections you may want to revisit just to satisfy yourself. Also, work continuing on the Valencia Division capacity fee. Both of those items are coming to that mid-July meeting. So again, apologies. One was deferred a month, so it will add on to that pile. Also, last week, I attended the State Water Contractors monthly meetings. A lot of activity there as well. Been busy on some, along with Steve on some of our groundwater contamination litigation related items. And we're waiting for a lighter agenda to have a closed session to give you kind of a one of our periodic updates on that. So we are having mercy, and that will not be on one of those busy nights if we can help it. Executive staff meeting was this past cycle as well. Great discussion in that meeting on a number of items, including kind of talking through some training initiatives and needs. And one of the things we're going to be looking at is some project management training that could be applied across a number of different departments to work on that skill set for our up and coming managers. You know, we are, as many agencies are, we're in this transition mode from retiring seasoned staff and up-and-coming staff, and newer staff becoming the up-and-coming staff. So it's an endless cycle, and we want to try to make investments there to develop our staff so they're as effective as we can. And then also working on performance evaluations at this time of year. Wanted to mention also a nice moment, Kathy Martin's retirement event that we had. Very low key, very chill, which is what she wanted. And I think everybody who got to play with watercolors at the lunch tables and make their own little flower or whatever they picked, that was really stimulating for a different side of the brain and great fun. And I want to segue to introduce formally, many of you have met Kevin Strauss, our new communications manager, who comes to us from the city of Santa Clarita, but he's here tonight. You can tell he's very low key also. Kevin, would you come up to the podium and just give a brief introduction? And we're really pleased to have him on board, and we were glad to have some overlap as well. So,
good evening, President Martin and Matt, thank you. Again, as Mr. Saul mentioned, my name is Kevin Strauss. I come from 6 years plus working in the communications office at the city of Santa Clarita. Prior to that, working 6 years in athletics at California State University Northridge. So I have a history in public information and marketing and engagement. And so I look forward to working with the board and the agency to help with our outreach and our information efforts.
So you'll learn, and something I appreciate because I tend to do that too. Kevin has an extremely dry sense of humor for someone in the water business. I'm sure you'll get a chance to see that on display at some point here in the future. But at Kathy's retirement, it was he did a whole thing on having ChatGPT write his remarks, and it started off sounding, wow, that's actually pretty impressive. And then just kept repeating some of the same words over and over and over again. So, and he never like broke character, just, you know.
Thank you
and welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome, Kevin.
Now, here's the June 8th emergency repair memo that I do need to read into the record. And what confused me is they were both in Newhall area, so I grabbed the wrong one. Emergency repairs Newhall Avenue south of Lyons Avenue, June 8th, 2023. Many of you probably saw the 24/7 helicopter crisis news coverage. It must have been a slow day. Consistent with the authority granted to the general manager in section 5.2 of the purchasing policy, the general manager hereby determines that based on the reasons and detail described below, there was an emergency that required immediate action and it was necessary to dispense with the public bidding requirements. At approximately 3 p.m. on June 8th, 2023, a leak occurred on a 12-inch pipeline in Newhall Avenue, south of Lyons Avenue, in front of the DMV building. Staff quickly isolated the leak. However, water service was curtailed to approximately 7 apartment buildings, a few single-family homes, and the DMV building. Water service was restored within approximately 10 hours at 1:30 a.m. The city of Santa Clarita shut down the section of Newhall Avenue between Lyons and 8th Street. Roadway restoration work was conducted on Friday, June 9th. This is written as it is being conducted because Keith is very prompt in writing these. and the roadway was paved on Saturday, June 10th, 2023, at a cost of approximately $175,000. Thank you. And I think that will conclude tonight's general manager's report.
We have any public comment, Madam Secretary, on this? I have no cards on this.
We do not.
Very good. And by the way, that's the nicest paved section of Newhall Avenue. As you drive down it, it's very nice. Any comments or questions? Director Armitage.
If you could just please pass our thanks on to the crews who were working well into the night to do the emergency repair, that would be appreciated. And then I was lastly, just going to second your plug for the preliminary official statement document that we reviewed in FNA last night. I said it last night, and I mean it. It was actually a decent document to read. I actually found it to be interesting. I mean, a lot of it was information I've seen before and read before, but in the context of the bond issuances, I thought it was written really well. So I do recommend you read it when it comes in front of the board. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments from Mr. Stone? Seeing none, we can move on to item 8, committee meeting recap report for informational purposes only. There was only one report in your packet. Are there any public comments on item 8, Madam Secretary?
There is not.
Any questions or comments from the board? Director Armitage.
Just one. In case anybody missed it, I just want to make sure you realize that at the last meeting, there was information shared about the newly developed Scout Summer Days, which I was super excited to see because the Santa Clarita Valley has such a large population of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts that I think this is going to be a really exciting program that hopefully the Scouts will take advantage of. And I just think it's another example of kind of the innovative ideas that the staff in the education department come up with, and just thank you to them for that. I think this is going to be really fun. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions or comments from the board on item 8? Seeing none, we can move on to item 9, President's Report. I'd like to update the board on the following meetings. Under the category of outside the agency conferences and events, there's the VS6 annual State of the State on June 30, 2023, 11:30 a.m. at the Diane G. Van Hook University Center lobby. That's a long one. Also, on the Aqua Region 8 program and tour on July 13th at 8:30 a.m. at the West Basin Municipal Water District. Director Cooper, what kind of response are we getting from our board, or from in general, by the way? I think the response
appears to be pretty good. One of our panelists dropped off, so today we were looking for a new panelist. But I think it's going to be a good program.
Okay, good tour. If you haven't registered, if there's still time to do so, I would suggest it. Aqua Region A is our region, by the way, and Director Cooper is the vice chair on the Aqua Region 8 board. The 30th annual Urban Water Institute Conference is being held in San Diego on August 23 to 25, 2023. Usually a very good conference. The 2023 Economic Outlook is going to be on September 15th at 8 a.m. at the College of the Canyon Performing Arts Center. And lastly, as far as outside the agency, is the Valley Industry Association, the BASH-Fire and Ice Ball on November 3, 2023. That's looking quite a far out there, but it's on November 3 at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency. Upcoming meetings, start time 6 p.m., a regular board meeting on July 18th and a regular board meeting on August 1st, both in this boardroom. Due to the 4th of July falling on board night, the 4th of July board meeting has been canceled. Upcoming committee meetings held at the Summit Circle in the EWS boardroom at 5:30, July 6, Engineering and Operation, July 12, Water Resources and Watershed, and the July 20 Public Outreach and Legislation. Upcoming meetings, committee meetings here at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Board is the July 17th Finance and Administration Committee meeting.
A few additional items for the board. At each of your spots is a copy of the 2023 Consumer Confidence Report. Copies were also left for the public at the table and can be viewed at the on the SCV Water website. We also received a very nice thank you note from Elizabeth Pena, who received the first ever Edward G. Jerry Gladbach Scholarship. And I will take a brief moment, since we have time, to read you the thank you note. Dear SCV Water, I want to take the time to express my sincere gratitude at being chosen as the scholarship recipient. Education costs continue to be a huge burden for me and my family, and this makes it possible for me to continue my academic journey. I am honored to have your support as I pursue my degree and explore educational experiences that would otherwise not be possible for me. Thank you again. Best, Elizabeth Pena. All right. There will be an Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Power Authority meeting that follows this meeting. Directors on the authority are President Gutzeit, Vice President Armitage, Directors Cooper, Ozahosky, and myself. And that concludes item 9. Are there any public comments, April?
There is not.
Very good. Any questions from the board? Vice President Ozahosky.
Board of Directors and staff, just want to let you know that Ms. Pena has also reached out to Mrs. Gladbach and thanked her for the scholarship as well.
Very good. Thanks for adding that, Vice President Ozahosky. With that, that concludes item 9. We can move on to item 10, AD-1234 reports. There were 3 reports that were posted at your spots and were emailed. Does anyone have an additional AD-1234 report tonight? Director Cooper.
I just have a couple of quick ones. On June 7th, I had a good conversation with General Manager Stone, our quarterly or whatever it is now. Excellent talk. I did learn a lot about music writing in Idaho, so we're waiting for him to make it into the big time in Nashville, so it's coming along. June 12th, I had Aqua Infrastructure Task Force meeting. We should be coming out with a draft on that fairly soon. And on the 13th, that Aqua Finance Committee. Those were both Zoom meetings.
Very good. Any other AB-1234s? Seeing none, do we have any public comment, Madam Secretary?
We do not.
Then we can move on to item 11, director reports for approval for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items from the board? Director Bronstein.
Again, not sure if this is the right place, but I guess it could qualify. We changed it to being a request for future agenda items and director reports when we were a board of 12. I was wondering if we could just go back to doing either or whatever each meeting, because if not, it goes that you can only request have a director's report once a month or an agenda item once a month. And I think there's not that many people that have that many things to say.
Okay.
So.
Madam Secretary, do you have any objection to that?
No, I think our agendas are more reasonable now, although keep in mind the next one's coming up may not be.
Okay, we'll discuss.
So maybe it's an adjustment we make a little bit later.
Okay, thank you.
We can start in September. Okay.
Any other requests? Seeing none, we have any public comment, April?
We do not.
Well, then, my goodness, we're at item 12, adjournment. Don't forget, we have an Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Power Authority meeting. Authority directors, please do not leave. And with that, thank you, board. Thank you, staff. Thank you, members of the public. And we are adjourned. And we'll reconvene for the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Power Authority meeting very shortly.